Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
So wonderful to see you here.
Happy to be here. Today, where else would I be?
Where else would you be? That's right. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 5858, and we're still in review of Lessons 36 through 40 today. Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. These ideas are for review today.
My holiness envelops everything I see. From my holiness does the perception of the real world come. Having forgiven, I no longer see myself as guilty. I can accept the innocence that is the truth about me. Seen through understanding eyes, the holiness of the world is all I see, for I can picture only the thoughts I hold about myself.
Number 37, my holiness blesses the world. The perception of my holiness does not bless me alone. Everyone and everything I see in its light shares in the joy it brings to me. There is nothing that is apart from this joy, because there is nothing that does not share my holiness. As I recognize my holiness, so does the holiness of the world shine forth for everyone to see.
Number 38, there is nothing my holiness cannot do. My holiness is unlimited in its power to heal, because it is unlimited in its power to save. What is there to be saved from except illusion? And what are all illusions except false ideas about myself? My holiness undoes them all by asserting the truth about me. In the presence of my holiness, which I share with God, all idols vanish.
Number 39. My holiness is my salvation. Since my holiness saves me from all guilt, recognizing my holiness is recognizing my salvation. It's also recognizing the salvation of the world. Once I've accepted my holiness, nothing can make me afraid. And because I am unafraid, everyone must share in my understanding, which is the gift of God to me and to the world.
Number 40, I am blessed as a son of God. Herein lies my claim to all good and only good. I am blessed as a child of God. All good things are mine because God intended them for me. I cannot suffer any loss or deprivation or pain because of who I am. God supports me, protects me, and directs me in all things. God's care for me is infinite and is with me forever. I am eternally blessed as his child.
And so it is. Again, let's join together in a brief moment of silence as we consider this lesson, and we'll continue our conversation. Let's take a good deep breath. If we can imagine holiness as perfection or the perfect presence of love. You know, I'll speak for myself, I had a preconceived ideas or conditioned ideas of what holiness was, and that was something of God, or it was something of a saint, or something of some minister or someone who had dedicated their life to a religious pathway. And at some point, you know, you would be anointed like a sainthood, you know, and okay, now you've been recognized as holy. But I love the definition that shares in one of his channelings in the past, as he was channeling with Paul Tuttle. And he shared, he said, you know, holiness is not, you know, you walking around with, you know, a glow over your head, you know, or throngs of people following you around, hanging on your every word and, you know, wanting to touch your robes and all those things that we, the stories that we, you know, heard about Jesus. He said, no, you know, holiness is simply someone who is an incredible friend.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we see ourselves joined with our brothers and sisters. We see ourselves joined with our partners. We see ourselves joined with those around us in this world. And we see that because we are joined, that we can literally see them as ourselves. We can put someone else's well-being ahead of our own, because what we give is what we receive. What we share is what we receive. When we care for our brothers and sisters, we're just caring for ourselves, because there's really nobody else out there. It's just us as one body, the body of Christ, the sonship, as it's referred to in A Course in Miracles. And we are all indeed one, facets, each of us in a beautiful diamond, but connected nonetheless, and each one of us depends on each one of us. We are here in relationship. And in this relationship, and in the acknowledgement of the holiness of our brothers and sisters, that they were created perfect by their Creator, we are as God created us to be and held perfect in the mind of God. And this silly dream of separation and its evidence of something other than what we are is nothing but illusion. So today we can return to the center. We can return to that place within us, what is called the altar. We can be blessed by the great rays of love that are held within our heart. And joining in that light, we can express holiness as in our travels today, as we journey in this world with our brothers and sisters. Today, we can choose to be an incredible friend.
Mm. Beautiful. I love that teaching. I just love that teaching. It makes it so simple. And I love how you began with the conditioned idea of what holiness is. And is that not the definition of a special relationship? Mm. Mm. You know, special love, special hate, the idea is that some are holy and that we can place some on a pedestal and, you know, revere them. But in our humanity, of course, what happens? We end up crucifying them, or we end up, you know, somehow they fall off the pedestal and, you know.
And we kick them while they're down.
Yeah. And so, you know, the old idea of what holiness is it being separate and special versus the idea of holiness as wholeness, as a state of being in which nothing is lacking, that everything is already given, and that if that is the truth, then there is no specialness in it. It is a holy relationship. You know, that would also be the definition of a holy relationship, is that that we are all in relationship to one another, not as some being better or further, you know, better than another, but that we all have innate within us and as us this holiness, this Christ principle, this Christ consciousness. And if that is true, and it is, then all is already given. There is no lack. There is only gain and no loss,
mm-hmm.
because it's just this concept, and in the last six reviews at least, or the last six lessons that are being reviewed. So with 57 number, the last one, my mind is part of God, I am very holy. And then going into lesson 58 and these lessons here, it talks, the word share is in almost every one of them. And so I wanted to ask you, to elucidate for us the importance of the concept of sharing.
Well, we know and we've learned through the Course of Miracles and the lessons and the textbook that there's no such thing as private thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's been said by Jesus, you have to forgive God because God created you in a relationship. See, we are joined in mind,
mm-hmm.
right? And thoughts are things, as we describe them, because they have a vibration. Everything is in vibration. You know, we look at our quantum physics today and everything is a particle or a wave. And particles and waves are constantly, continuously, and forever and ever in vibration. So when we recognize that our thoughts are representing a vibrational energy and that energy resonates and goes out into the universe and it attracts like resonance and those are joined and are magnetized to each other. And so we truly are joined in frequency and resonance, you know, with our thoughts. Our thoughts is what brings us together with like-minded people because they're holding a resonant energy, a resonant vibration. And we're joined. You know, we have a space around us. Like, you know, we don't want somebody to invade our personal space. But someone that we're intimate with, you know, we get as close together as we can, right? Because there's a resonance, a co-resonance of vibrational energy. And there is a joining. So the joining really is in mind and thought. It is joining in love, the vibrational frequency of love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the interconnection, the intermingling of the resonance and the vibration of what we are as energy beings. Our animal friends can sense our fear because it has a resonance. I think they can also sense our lack of fear and our love for them because it has a resonance that is, you know, recognizable. And so we see the animals responding to people who, you know, there's the horse whisperer, you know, the dog whisperer, whatever, but they're just resonating. They resonate with, they connect with them energetically in vibration. So the joining and the sharing is really the sharing of vibration. And so when we connect with spirit, we're sharing the vibration of love. We're back in alignment with and in co-resonance with the vibration of love. And all we need to do is just be that. We don't have to say or do anything to just be joined in that resonance. And we bless the world and we bless ourselves and we bless our bodies and we bless everyone around us.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, the concept of sharing, then there is no withholding. And in reality, we really can't anyway. Is what you're saying. There is really truly no ownership. There's no specialness. It's like there is this free flow relationship of sharing. And so we step into that by consciously sharing our thoughts of love,
mm-hmm.
our thoughts of beauty with one another in the world. And the idea of this oneness, even if you know, the tiny mad idea is very similar to the concept for me in mind, the scientific concept of the Big Bang theory, you know, and everything prior to that came from oneness before it blew up into separation, which means that we are of the same material, of the same stuff. You know, of that same light, of that same life. We share a common heritage, an origin story.
We could look at love as ever expanding, true love, because that's what God is. And so it's just continuing to be expressed and expanding. But fear is actually the opposite. It's contraction.
Yeah,
and we've contracted ourselves into form, you know, mm-hmm. we've contracted ourselves into this three-dimensional world mm-hmm. as we know it. And we are infinitely dimensional
mm-hmm.
beings. And dare I say, we actually have parallel aspects of ourselves that we have lived and are parallel experiences that are happening right now. And sometimes we get pulled into those energies that are going on outside of our present consciousness. But when we're being in the vibration, there's really nothing to do. We believe we've got to do something. But all we have to do is to join with a particular frequency, high or low, and we're extending it. And so when we're joined in a frequency of fear and guilt as the personality self, as the ego self, we're extending that and supporting that in the world. And we can return to heaven, return to experience of peace on earth, heaven on earth, by simply realigning with the frequency that's already the golden ray that's already within our heart. And we just go there and ask, what's the truth? And allow that vibration, allow that energy to be our expression in the world.
So that is our holiness. That's our holiness, and we can't but share it.
That's right. You can't not share. You're sharing something all the time.
Right. And so to share is to make alike. And so it's recognizing the holiness all around us, that everything is holy, as are we.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for sharing with us today in this vibration of love. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send